News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Loud councillors have backed calls for the government to introduce a waste collection allowance to help vulnerable households cope with rising recycling costs. Kieran Fisher is an independent councillor for Dundalk, Carlingford, and he's with us this morning. Kieran, would you do this by the basis of means testing?
Morning. Thanks for having me on. I back this motion, but I'm a wee bit sceptical of how it would actually be put into place, because like a lot of subsidies, usually when you put them in, they can have the effect of raising the cost of a product. So the idea, this was a Sinn Féin motion and I did back it, but the idea would be that it would be means tested. But I would just start by saying I think that privatising the bin collection was a mistake, because everybody needs a bin. And then there's a danger that the prices will keep rising if we create a subsidy for it. In Loud, we actually did something. We pioneered a bin register in certain areas where we did a survey to see who had a bin, because we see it as a non-negotiable that a property would have a bin. And I'd like to see a little bit more of that first, so we could diagnose, I suppose, who is struggling to have a bin before we think about how to subsidise it as well.
Do you believe that there are many within your constituency, your electoral area, who are operating without bins?
No, I don't think it's very many. I know that the cost of living has people worried about all their costs, okay? But I don't think it's very many who don't have a bin. I think it's a very, very small minority. And that is very much tied to illegal dumping. Loud County Council effectively has people whose job it is to all day, every day during the working day, are going around picking up a mess for this. So we're incurring a significant cost for people that don't have bins. So it is in our interest to solve this. But I do think it's a very small minority.
Now, when it comes to, you said about the issue of not having privatised it in the first place, that is to sort of imply that there is no cost if it is done through the public sector. Everybody ends up paying for it anyway. They just pay for it less directly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, there is a cost. And I said my issue probably is that bins are non-negotiable. Every single property should have it. And at least then the council would have the wriggle room on it if it was assumed that every property had a bin, if it was, say, paid through the local property tax. Then it becomes a source of income for us. But it gives us that wriggle room that we need with regards to maybe if somebody did fall in hardship, that we could work it out, I suppose, locally, as opposed to providing a subsidy where the profits will go to a private company. So like, I'm very sympathetic for helping those that are on welfare, disability or struggling, but I would just be conscious that an allowance paid into a private system would push the prices higher.
There is a suggestion, of course, that part of the reason why you charge, of course, a fee for bins is that it is one of the few utilities that is within the control of the consumer, because we keep getting told we are meant to, yes, you're reuse, yes, you're recycle, but primarily reduce. And therefore, if people want to reduce the level of cost, they can reduce the level of waste that they generate. That's the theory anyway.
Well, yeah, assuming they have the pay-per-weight system, which not every bin provider offers. And I think, ironically, we've seen in some sectors where people are saying that the cost of recycling has actually gone up because of the deposit return. So people are returning their bottles, but they're actually paying a premium for that at the curbside. And I just add in, I should have said in the previous bit, like one other thing, I suppose, about if we had a wee bit more control over bin collections, and this is something that grinds my gears locally. When you have multiple bin companies, you have multiple bin days, which means that you effectively have bins on the curb every single day of the week, which is a bit of a mobility issue in terms of getting past the footpath. So I would like to see as well some sort of, look, I think the genie's out of the bottle with regards to publicising waste disposal. But even if we could look at having it in such a way that maybe we have certain contracts for certain areas, which again gives us maybe a wee bit more control over that particular contractor in that area, but it would also just guarantee one bin day in an area so we don't have bins out 7 days a week.
Which I assume would be relatively easy to establish within whatever service level agreement you have with the contractors.
I think so. Look, I mean, the model we've gone with is competition. So we need to ensure that there is competition between the contractors for different areas. And whenever we renew that there is competition that's driving the prices down, and that in order to get it, that we can stipulate certain things like, you know, we reserve the right for allowances for those that have fallen in hardship, and the bins are out in this day and then collected in this day, and then the footpaths are free for the rest of the week.
Kieran, thanks very much. Kieran Fisher there, independent councillor for Dundalk, Carlingford. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.